will extol thee. Means praise in the highest terms, and to exalt, lift his name above every name under the sun. I don't know why people don't want to praise God. I don't know why people don't want to praise the Lord. I mean, all you've got to do is raise your hands and praise the Lord. That just, when I was on the job working years ago, I'd just go along, praise the Lord. And then I'd sing, oh, happy day. And a lot of times they'd say, there comes all happy day. They have my number.
Yeah.
Why, I like to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I love to praise Him. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
I was 31 years old before I got saved. And I've got to make up for a lot of lost time.
Yes.
I've got to praise the Lord. Praise Him every day. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And His greatness is unsearchable. I read that the other day, and I thought, now, what's unsearchable? And I thought you could get something and put it under a microscope. You couldn't see it with your eyes, but you get it and put it under a microscope and you could see it. And then you take that thing that you see that's under a microscope and take it over to the Pacific Ocean and drop it in there and then try to find it. You can't describe God. His mercy is unsearchable. You think you've got things figured out, and so help me, God will bless you somewhere else. I just get beside of myself to think that how good God has been to me. Over 30 years, probably 31 or 32 years, I haven't even taken an aspirin tablet. I just get beside myself and thank God every day that I live. I thank Him. And search for words, Brother Burns, to lift Him up. Are you boasting, Brother Hughes? Yes, I am boasting in the Lord. Thank God. I've been sick a many time. I've been sick, but God's healed me. What would we do without Him? What would we do without the Lord? Oh, His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I want to leave something behind me. Betty got a letter from her sister down in Kentucky, and he's a boy that I knew. I knew him all my life. He's a few years older than me. But never in my life did I ever see one good thing come out of him. Never. He wasn't nothing but a drunk. And I told Sister Hughes, I said, I hope that he changed. You think about being drunk all your life. Lord, I've seen the boy drunk. Oh, he was drunk. I've seen him every time I ever seen him was drunk. He was drunk. But thank God we've got something else to do. I want to leave something behind. Now that boy, unless he changed the last few years, he never left nothing behind. All that I can remember him by is being drunk. I don't want to leave something like that behind you. I want to leave a good report. I want to leave a good report. Thank God. And then whenever they wheel me into the highway of the Holy Church or wherever they wheel me, when they preach my funeral, they can't say nothing bad about me. Thank God. If you say something bad about Brother Hughes, you're going to have to make it up, because I'm trying to do things good.
Amen.
Thank God. I want to treat everybody as good as I can. Want to shake everybody's hand? Treat them good? Thank God. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wonderful, wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts and will declare thy greatness. All back through the Bible, you see men that speaks of the greatness of God.
Right.
David bragged on him.
Right.
Elijah bragged on him. Elisha bragged on him. Ezekiel bragged on him. Isaiah bragged on him. Moses bragged on him. Joshua bragged on him. And on and on and on and on and on. And then we come down to the apostles. They bragged on him. We come down to 1995. Brother Hughes bragged on him. Never, he's never done me nothing but good.
Nothing but good.
Why not brag on somebody like that? Thank God. And just think about it. When this life is over, he's got a home waiting on me. I used to be, I've said it a many a time, if God had given me what I deserved, I'd have been in hell right now. I'd have been a burning in hell right now. But you see, God had mercy on me. He had mercy. He forgave me. I used to tell those boys in prison, I said, it don't make any difference what you've done. If you mean it from the depth of your heart, God will forgive you.
Amen.
He'll forgive you. He'll save you. He'll put them sins in the past, never to be remembered against you anymore. Do you want to trade him off tonight? Do you want to trade him off to get something else? Oh, this world is full of people that trade him off. Church houses is empty tonight. Because people would rather have the world. They'd rather have the world than have God. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the mercy of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy. The Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glorious of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. How many believe God's got power? How much power has he got? All power.
Almighty.
There's an old boy had been dead for 4 days and 4 nights one time. And he said, the Bible says, and by this time he stinketh.
Yeah.
And the Lord stepped out on the scene and said, Lazarus, come forth. What happened to old Lazarus? How many know what happened? That blood that would already started to stink started going through them veins, and Lazarus come forward.
Right.
All power.
Right.
All power. I'd like to see God do some stuff like that, wouldn't you?
Right.
How many believes he can?
Amen.
How many believes God can heal?
Amen.
How many believes he can raise the dead?
Right.
He can do it. I was telling Brother McGuire the other night, and Brother Wall, about me falling over here in this B Street over here where they dump things in there. I told Jerry, I said, how deep is that thing? He said, it's deep. I fell and hit the back of my head, knocked me, second time I was ever knocked out in my life. When I come to, I had my hands raised up like that. a praise of the Lord.
Well, amen.
And by the time I got out of there, I seen an ambulance sitting back there, and that light is going around and around and around and around. And the thought come to me that that ambulance is waiting on you.
Well.
And they pulled me out of that place like the boat pulled my arms out of socket to get me out.
Yeah.
And when I got out, I started walking up through there, and I said, "Where's the restroom at?" They said, "Right there." I went in there and washed the blood off of my head, and here come a paramedics. Paramedics, or however you pronounce it. He said, "You're hurt." I said, "I know I'm hurt. I wasn't silly. I know I'm hurt." He said, "Go over here and sit down in the ambulance." I said, "Everything will be all right." And when I said that, my senses come back to me. You know what I believe? I believe when I said I'll be all right that my voice went into heaven. Bounced off of the streets of gold into where God's at. And I tell you what I done. I didn't get in the ambulance, but I got right back up on that truck and unloaded I don't know how many squares of shingles. How many knows that's a hard job? Took me I don't know how long to do that. Come back home, my blood all over me. Come in the house, and Sister Hugh said, "What happened to you?" Like to scared her to death. But thank God, God helped me. And I never had to go to the hospital. I never had to get in the paramedics. I know what had happened. If I went to the hospital, they'd examine me and said, "You got concussion back there. I don't reckon it's give me any trouble." But I thank God for all that He's done for me.
Yes.
You see, when God does something for you, tell it.
Yes.
Don't hide it, but tell it.
Tell it.
How many times has God healed me? How many times has God blessed me? And I never get tired of telling it. "They shall speak of thy glory and of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom." I'll tell you what, I like to talk about the Lord. I like to brag on Him. I like to exalt Him. Because He's the one that saved me. He's the one that forgive my sins. He's the one that keeps this heart a beating right in here. He's the one that lets this blood run through these veins. He's the one that gives us brains enough to walk around. You know, there's a lot of people ain't got gumption enough to walk around. They can't even walk around. I've seen people stagger, pitch, and fall. They ain't got no balance. But I thank God tonight for good health and strength. How many thanks God for good health and strength? All down through the years, I thank God for it. Appreciate the Lord. I figured there'd been a whole bunch of preachers here tonight. I didn't even think about saying anything prayer service. I thought there'd be a whole bunch ready to go, but I've done my best. Lifted up the Lord. Praise His name.
Yes.
I believe we ought to praise Him in the nighttime.
Amen.
Every time we get out of bed of a night, we ought to praise Him. Used to be, before I got saved, when I'd wake up of a night, I'd reach over on the table there and get me a Lucky Strike and a cigarette, and I'd light it up in the middle of the night. Didn't make any difference. But now I praise God.
Yes.
Things are different at Brother Hughes' house.
Hallelujah.
When I got aggravated, when I got real mad, I'd go in and get me a beer out of the refrigerator, but I can't find any beer now. How many believe there's a change?
Great.
You believe there's a change?
Great.
Carnita? Huh? Brother Grubb, do you believe there's a change? I believe there is. Thank God. We just can't imagine it. And then people don't want to praise God. Get out of the way and let me praise Him. I will. Because He is worthy. I'm ashamed to praise Him wherever I go. I'm not.
No.
I ain't ashamed to praise Him. Lord, I've told superintendents on the job, I've told foremen on the job about Jesus. Of course, it went in this ear and went out the other one. Working over at Moscow, the first job that I was ever on, worked 36 and a half years in construction work. First job I was ever on that we got to preach on the job.
Well, glory.
How many heard that?
Amen.
Out of them all mean construction workers, we got to preach on the job. And I've seen them old hard-hearted tears come out of their eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd never heard God, the name of the Lord before. We had as high as over 200 a lot of times to come down to where we was preaching. Thank God. And we had Baptists, we had Church of Christ, we had Jesus Only, we had Church of God, and we had a couple of Pentecost.
Amen.
And I'll tell you,